Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. It is episode number 340 or 341, I lost count, which happens frequently, unfortunately. But anyway, we are at episode 340 or 341 of my podcast. Today is another wannabe TED Talk. In this one, I talked about climate change, and this one I want to talk about the impact of technology, and in particular, not just technology in the sense of you know, what technology may or may not be, but the open door that technology is providing humanity. One of the things that we find frequently when we consider, you know, the evolution of human society over the last 100 years, technology has really made that evolution phenomenally fast. What seemed to be what appeared ultimately to be the driver for humanity for many years was agriculture, farming. Right? We lived and died by the farming. You know, you would have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 children so that you could have enough people, you know, out in your fields to harvest enough food to feed all the people that were involved with your family. So it becomes an interesting situation where we consider what it is that farming represents in the long run. That evolution of technology really has changed farming, where once there were 100 people, you know, farming or picking various crops in the fields. Now there's 5, 3, you know, large machines, harvesters, combines do the work of many hundreds of people. You know, the tractor, the tractor that used to be a mule is now, you know, this really viable machinery that actually will change how not only the farm is handled, but, you know, the harvesting and everything, right? The farmer has GPS to plot and drive and try to ultimately, you know, get the right crop to the right place at the right time. So as we think about all these different things, you know, farming has evolved rapidly. The technology of farming has been critically important to how organizations, people, population, things like that have expanded. Not that everybody gets fed the way they should. That's a problem we still have. But the number of people that can be fed is much greater than it used to be. So, you know, the technology has changed. The other technology that's changed a lot is wireless. And the wireless technology, if you think about the evolution from 1G to 5G, you know, it's pretty significant. 1G was the ability to have that digital connection, right? Previous to that, we had packet delivery radio systems inside the cell phone, which were very similar to, you know, walkie-talkies and things like that. They had range of, you know, about a mile, if you're lucky. And for the most part, you know, they frequently lost signals between towers. I used to drive between Cincinnati, Ohio and Columbus, Ohio, and I can tell you that, you know, I would lose my signal, my connection, probably 4 or 5 times on that trip. I've driven that same trip several times, you know, in the last few years, and I didn't lose my signal once. Digital signals are stronger. Even though the distance between the tower and the user is less, the digital signal is more powerful in what it can and cannot do. So as you think about 1G, you know, is that first digital signal. You know, 2G is the initial beginnings of data, but predominantly it is a pure digital signal. 3G is data and signal. Data and voice. 4G is, you know, the expansion of data and voice, and then with 4G LTE or long-term expansion, you get even more data with what you're doing. And then 5G, you get a lot more data. The interesting reality of cell phones, however, is at the same time, the market changed. Where in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the governments of the world and military groups of the world drove the reality of the cell phone. That, you know, those groups actually drove the innovation of the cell phone. And people always say, you know, 2007 was, you know, when Apple started changing the impact or the reality of the impact of the cell phone. It really happened long before 2007. It was really the impact. Really, the impact starts about 1999, 2000. Apple, you know, tipped the market. You know, Apple did the Malcolm Gladwell, you know, glass half empty, now glass on the floor thing, which was really cool. But the reality is that you know, the market changed in about 2000, changed again in 2007 with Apple. But what Apple really changed was they changed the application store world. What was and what had been the application world was radically changed by Apple in 2007, right? Well, you know, as we think about technology evolution and we head down the path of 5G, you know, there's about four things that I think are critical that, that people need to understand. One of them is, and I don't understand this behavior, if there's an ambulance behind you, pull over to the right. You know, by all means, you're in your car and you are not in that ambulance. I completely understand that mentality. But the reality is you could be the next person in that ambulance. So everybody pull over and stop, because that ambulance is trying to save somebody's life, right? That's part one. That's my, you know, don't do this. It's kind of silly, but seriously, don't do this. So that's part one. Part two is, if you think about 5G and what 5G represents for the connected ambulance and the impact of 5G on the connected ambulance, the impact's going to be huge. If you think about what's in an ambulance today, there are a number of bits of machinery, but they aren't really connected in any depth to the hospital. With 5G, you can have a greater connection. You can actually have that connected ambulance be completely and totally engaged with the medical staff at the hospital. It means that the doctors can start treating the patient much earlier in the process than they could in the past. In fact, what you're going to see is that doctors can actually start treating the patient, you know, right where the injury occurs, right where the accident is, ultimately being able to provide a much better, more robust and structured service response to what that user needs. So ultimately, this is, you know, this is a really cool thing. This is what technology is going to bring as we move forward. So I apologize for the next few weeks. I'm going to be doing these mini TED Talks until somebody invites me to actually do a TED Talk. I'm going to do a mini TED Talk here in my podcast. But I do want to say thank you very much for listening. My name is Scott Anderson. Have a great day.